previous lunches with members of the media. Fewer people asking for unemployment help last week. The Labor Department reporting the weekly jobless claims number tumbled by another 4,000 to 232,000. Analysts had expected the figure would rise to 240,000. AAA is predicting travel's going to be at its highest level in more than a decade this Memorial Day weekend. We get more on that story from Scott Pringle.
AAA predicts more than 39 million Americans will go 50 miles or more this Memorial Day weekend. That's a million more than last year and the highest number traveling since 2005.
And we're attributing this to a booming economy.
Spokeswoman Tamara Johnson says AAA predicts air travel will be up 5%.
So interesting enough, some of the top destinations are actually international. So we see Orlando, Florida as number one, but also Rome, Italy, London, England.
Those driving will pay more at the pump than last year.
And again, recapping our top story, former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes has died. Ailes was 77. He'd stepped down last year amid sexual harassment allegations that Ailes denied. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. Here's a look at your local weather. 88 degrees in Flemington, New Jersey, going up to 90. Tomorrow, expect temperatures up around 86 again with clear skies. Saturday and Sunday, the temperature drops. We'll be in the upper 60s to the low 70s. The next best chance of rain will be Monday night into Monday, or Sunday night into Monday morning. Stay tuned for the library show.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
It's 90 degrees out. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, we'll talk about Huntington County Community Day, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce on Saturday, June 3rd at South County Park in Ringgoose, New Jersey. Registrations are still being accepted for the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on Saturday, June 10th. We'll give you all the details on this great event. Jennifer says a hangover is the wrath of grapes. Summer's just around the corner, and we've expanded our outdoor concert series. Information about that, information about our summer reading clubs, and much more on today's library show. Okay, let's thank the Beach Boys. Good morning, I'm Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry will be joining me shortly. She's running a little bit late. On today's show, above and beyond what I just mentioned we will be talking about, we will be talking about the Preakness Stakes. I'll actually went for Jennifer to talk about that. I have a little trivia as well, today in history. All the stuff you tune in for. But first, let's talk about Community Day. This is Hunterdon County Community Day, the fourth annual Hunterdon County Community Day. On Saturday, June 3rd, 2017, at the County Fairgrounds at 1270 Route 179 in Ringgoes, New Jersey. It's fun for the whole family. This is a very kid and family-oriented event. We'll have a petting zoo. We'll have a pony ride. Not a pony ride. We'll have lots of pony rides. Vendors, reptile show, food, games, music. A lot of the local businesses will be on hand that you can meet and greet. There'll be a community shred event that day from 11 to 3, sponsored by the county clerk. Tethered balloon rides. And too much more to mention here on the air. The times are 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Once again, Saturday, June 3rd, the Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile will be on hand. We'll be doing a story time with one of our youth services librarians. At 1 p.m. that day, we'll have a giveaway. We'll have a nice beach-themed gift basket that will be raffling off for everyone that stops by to take a tour of the bookmobile. We'll have lots of information on hand about our art show and our summer concert series that you want to pick up and put on your refrigerator. So remember to save those dates. We'll also have the Friends of the Library will be on hand, and I believe they're having a little mini book giveaway. I will get the details of that hopefully by next week's show. But June 3rd's coming up quick. Actually, is it 2 weeks from this Saturday? I believe it is. So circle the date, Saturday, June 3rd, Community Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. I believe that the county's new mascot, Hunter the Fox, might be on hand. I'll have to verify that, too. Rumors are swirling. So this is Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 3rd. At the South County Branch Park, which is the county fairgrounds down in Ringgoes, New Jersey. Let me also talk about the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, which is the next Saturday. You're going to be busy on Saturdays coming up. Saturday, June 10th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We've been doing this for several years. 75 of the best local artists will be on hand. I don't know what that was. 75 of the local artists will be on hand displaying their work on snow fences on the lawn of the Hunterdon County Library under our picturesque grove of trees. So circle that date and stop by. Of course, if you're a local artist, we still have a little room to sign up. If you want to sign up, it's very easy to do. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right to our entry form right on the homepage. Just print that out and fill it out and either drop it off at the library or mail it into us. And you'll be one of the 75 artists. We're getting close to fill, but we still have some room left. The entry deadline for artists to enter is Thursday, June 1st. There's three categories of artists. There's a student category for grades 7 through high school. There's an adult amateur category, and there's an adult professional category. Any medium except photography is accepted, and that's because the Hunterdon County Library has a very popular photography show every October. So if you're a photographer, wait for our October show and make sure you enter that. We'll have some very generous cash prizes provided by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. There'll be prizes, cash prizes for best in show. cash prize for a Public's Choice Award, and then cash prizes for first place in the three categories I just mentioned. And there'll also be honorable mention ribbons as well. Artists will be selling their work, or are allowed to sell their work, so they get about a 4 by 8 foot section of snow fence, and they put the artwork up. And then you, as the public, just browse around. You can meet the artists, which is a great opportunity to meet the artists. You may find something that you would look good above your couch or somewhere else in your house. I'm sure prices will be reasonable. We might have a future Picasso or Rembrandt in our student category. You never know. And a lot more going on that day as well, not just the artists, which is, of course, the biggest part. But you're welcome to bring a picnic lunch and a chair, a blanket, and stay with us a while. We're going to have music as well. The Jugtown Mountain String Band will be performing throughout the day to entertain the artists and the public alike. We'll also have the Kona Ice Food Truck, or Kona Ice Truck, I guess, serving Italian ices. All day as well. So it's a fun day. We've been doing it for several years. The weather's been cooperating. I hope it will cooperate again. Early June seems to be a very good window of good weather here in Hunterdon County. That's why we probably planned the community day for that window as well. So the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, once again, Saturday, June 10th. If it does rain, by the way, we do have a rain date, which is the next Saturday, June 17th. But we will think positively and just keep a June 10th from 10 to 3 p.m. in mind at the Hunterdon County Library, which is located at Route 12 in Flemington, New Jersey. Okay, we've already reached our first commercial break. By the time we get back, I'm expecting Jennifer Winberry to walk through the door. So I'll play a few messages for you, and we'll be back with more of the Library Show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch, and I told a small fib. Jennifer Woodenberry is not with us yet. So let me go over some programs that are coming up at the Hunterdon County Library. We had a program last night. The David Aaron Quartet performed for our library patrons in our meeting room. David Aaron is a jazz swing quartet. They play Broadway show tunes and your favorite dance music. He's been performing for us for several years now. I wasn't there personally, but I spoke to Jennifer briefly this morning. She said it was a good crowd. And I don't know, maybe I'll let her talk about that when she comes in. We have a program tonight at the North County Branch Library. It's a flute piano duo who perform 19th and 20th century composers. So a little specific, but this is with Susan Graham, flautist, and Carol Ann Maturnick, pianist. Carol Ann is a graduate of the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. In her teenage years, she was the featured piano soloist with CBC Radio. Susan Graham graduated from the Peabody Conservatory of Music and the Mason Gross School of Arts. She has been has been performing for the past 25 years, both as a soloist and a member of the Monmouth Symphony and the Orchestra of St. Peter's by the Sea. So that's a flute and piano duo tonight at the North County Branch Library. The concert starts at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. I believe there are seats available, but if you want to guarantee yourself a seat, you can reserve one by calling 908-730-6135. We have a movie tonight at the Hunterdon County Library. If piano and flute music is not your thing, we are showing Hacksaw Ridge, which is rated R, at the Hunterdon County Library, part of our Academy Award-nominated film series presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. The film starts at 6 p.m., and it's about a World War II medic who becomes the first man in American history to receive the Medal of Honor without firing a shot. A gripping wartime tribute to faith, valor, and courage. That's Hacksaw Ridge, which was nominated for an Academy Award. And probably won a couple in the minor categories, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Next Tuesday, May 23rd, the North County Branch Garden Club meets again, and they'll be talking about rain barrels with the New Jersey Watershed Ambassador Carmela Bono. Rain barrels offer an opportunity to assist with stormwater management and consider the different ways we interact with stormwater and runoff in our daily lives. They are quick and easy to use, conserve water use, and are a great addition to gardens. There'll be a limited number of barrels available to make at this meeting for those who are interested, and for the rest, they'll be able to watch and learn as well. So if you're interested in learning about conserving rainwater with the rain barrel method, come to the NCB Garden Club meeting next Tuesday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. There's always a plant swap table as well, where gardeners bring in seedlings, books, etc. to swap. The Garden Club is always drop-in, so feel free to come by. That's the NCB Garden Club, Tuesday, May 23rd. At 7 p.m. Now, that's all coming up in the next week. Of course, I mentioned that we have our summer reading clubs coming up. I have some information about the adult summer reading club. I'll let Jennifer talk about the youth summer reading club when she comes in. And actually, I don't have my information about the adult summer reading club. We'll let Jennifer discuss that too when she comes in. Let's see, where else can I go here? We have some exhibits in May at the North County Branch Library and at the Hunterdon County Library. Rosanna Hunt, an oil painter, is displaying her work at the Hunterdon County Library during the month of May. And at the North County Branch Library during the month of May, the North Hunterdon High School Art Department are displaying work by their talented students, photography, and a variety of mixed media. That's the North Hunterdon High School Art Department. And the theme for the Summer Reading Club this year, I can tell you this much. The theme for the Summer Reading Club this year for the Youth Services Department is called Build a Better World. It will begin on Friday, June 16th. There will be a preschool age kickoff for the Summer Reading Club party at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Tuesday, June 20th at 10 a.m. So what you will need to do is keep an eye on the website for details. Our website is hclibrary.us. There's a whole kids page that you can click on and we'll get all the information about the Summer Reading Club. All right, I can't wait anymore. Let's talk about the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown, is coming up this Saturday, May 20th. You may or may have not watched the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago. I'll give you my quick, brief analysis of that. It was run on a sloppy track. 20 horses attempting to run on a very muddy and sloppy track. The winner was a horse named Always Dreaming, who was able to secure himself a rail skimming perfect trip on the front end and was able to hold off the rest of the field. He is going to be the favorite for the Preakness. The odds-on favorite for the Preakness is Always Dreamy. The horse who came in second in the Derby, Looking at Lee, who also got a nice trip along the rail, which is rare in the Kentucky Derby since there are so many horses. Jockeys tend to stay away from the rail. He will be back at Pimlico this Saturday as well to try his luck again against Always Dreaming. I believe a lot of horses, a lot of good horses, were compromised in the Kentucky Derby for having to race wide and having to race in that mud, and therefore did not run their best races. And a couple of them are coming to Pimlico to try to beat Always Dreaming in the Preakness. Here's the field. Let's just go down the field. Let's see if any of these horses jump out at you, and then I'll tell you who I think is going to win this latest edition of the Preakness Stakes. Number one is Multiplier. Joel Rosario is a jockey. Brendan Walsh is the trainer. His odds are 30-1, one of the long shots. Number two is Cloud Computing. Javier Castellano is the jockey. Chad Brown trains 12-1. Number three is Hentz. He was in the Kentucky Derby. Florent Giroux is the jockey. Steve Asmussen is the trainer. An outsider at 20-1. The favorite is Always Dreaming. Number four, John Velasquez, probably one of the top jockeys in the country, and the top trainer, Todd Pletcher. He's 4-5. Number five is Classic Empire. He was fourth in the Kentucky Derby. Julian Leperoux is the jockey, and Mark Cassie is the trainer. 3-1 second choice. Number six, Gunavera, Mike Smith. Mike Smith is also the jockey, if you're horse racing fans, of the Great Zenyatta, and also the current rider of Arrowgate, probably the best horse on the planet currently. Antonio Sano is the trainer, 15-1. Number seven, Term of Art, Jose Ortiz rides. Doug O'Neill trains, 30-1. Number eight, Senior Investment, Channing Hill is the jockey. Ken McPeak is the trainer, 30-1. Number nine is the aforementioned Looking at Lee. Corey Lannery will ride him again in the Preakness. Steve Asmussen trains him. He's 10-1. And finally, to round out the field, Conquest Mo Money. Jorge Carino is the jockey. Miguel Hernandez, the trainer. And his odds are 15-1. Okay, this is what I see is going to happen. Always Dreaming, we take nothing away from him. He's a very good horse. He seems to love to run a distance of ground. Todd Pletcher took over for him four races ago, and he's won every race by daylight, so there's no reason to expect he's not going to run well again. He's been training and looking great all week, so he's going to be a deserving favorite. But I'm going to try to beat him. I'm going to first look at the horse right next to him in the starting gate, Classic Empire. Classic Empire got wiped out at the gate in the Kentucky Derby, and then had to race wide throughout the stretch after being blocked again, and still ended up in fourth place out of 20 horses. Any kind of cleaner trip. It's supposed to be a fast track also this Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse for the Preakness. Any kind of cleaner trip, and this horse might be a real threat to Always Dreaming. He was also the two-year-old champion, so he's used to running in big races. So Classic Empire, let's give him a pass for the Kentucky Derby and see if he can fire this time. Another horse I'm giving a pass for the Kentucky Derby is Gunavera. He's a closer. He was another horse that had to go wide in the Kentucky Derby, and he got knocked out at the gate as well by another horse to compromise his chances. I believe he's going to be running late. Maybe not quite up for the win, unless there's a hot pace up front. But otherwise, I think that horse hits the board. Let me give you one more. Hentz was another one compromised in the Derby, but I think he might be a cut below these. Let's go with one other long shot. Cloud Computing did not run in the Kentucky Derby, but he has Javier Castellano aboard, who probably is the top jockey in the country. Actually just inducted into the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. And Cloud Computing was third in the Wood Memorial last time, which was looked to be a key race. So Cloud Computing is a long shot. Might fill out your trifectas and superfectas. I'm just thinking, I don't know if talking about how to gamble money might not be what the Chamber of Commerce was thinking when they started this internet radio program. But it's too late now. It's out there. So that's the Preakness Stakes. We'll be on about maybe 6:30 this Saturday. Always an entertaining race to watch. You might have watched it a couple years ago when American Pharoah won it on his way to the Triple Crown. Always dreaming. Maybe he'll be the next Triple Crown winner. To do so, he'll have to win the Preakness this Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, we're moving on. I think Jennifer might be blowing us off for this week. So let me do Today in History. I do this with Jennifer every week. I don't have the fancy music Jennifer usually plays, but this is how it goes. This time every week, I ask Jennifer a few questions about events that happened on this date, which is May 18th, in years past. And I also give her some names of people who were born on May 18th and see if she knows who they are just by name recognition. And since Jennifer's not here, she can just check the archives and I'll give it a couple beats. She can play in the archives tomorrow. Or anybody not listening, of course, today can play in the archives and see how they do. Okay, May 18th. Let's go back to 1652. 1652, May 18th. What U.S. state passes the first law in English-speaking North America making slavery illegal? Which state on this date in 1652 makes slavery illegal, the first state to do it? Okay, let's go on to 1860. 1860. Not going to phrase this in a question. May 18th. We have a special guest in the studio. Jennifer has arrived. I just started Today in History. I can go back just to one question. Can you just jump right into it?
You got it. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for picking up my slack, as usual.
Okay. I didn't tell anybody where you were. I didn't know if you wanted me to tell.
Doesn't matter.
We can get the gossip, the rumor mill going.
That's better yet.
Okay, that's what you prefer?
When the legend is better, just tell the legend, not the truth.
Okay, before we start, let me tell you, I always do my little joke for you in the beginning.
Oh, what was it?
When you want to hear it? Well, I can listen to it in the archives.
Now tell me now.
Okay. I said, Jennifer says a hangover is the wrath of grapes. A little literary one for you.
Very good.
Thank you. I think things are running smoothly. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think I have forgotten to run a commercial.
I'm sure
Jennifer usually is. Oh, here's the adult summer reading club thing. Jennifer is usually sitting in the seat I'm sitting in, running everything. I had to take over for her today.
It's called running the
board
in the business.
Her tardiness. But I was happy to do it, Jennifer.
I said a prayer for you, Jim.
And we'll say, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you. Should I be complimented by that?
Yeah.
Do I need a prayer?
Everybody needs a prayer.
Okay, Jennifer, today in history, let's go back to 1652.
What's today?
May 18th.
Okay.
Why is that going to help you?
I just want to make sure we know.
What state passes the first laws making slavery illegal?
What year?
1652.
1652.
So obviously not one of the southern ones.
No. Rhode Island.
How the heck did you know that? That is correct.
I got Rhode Island on my mind these days.
I know, since you insulted them last week.
Yes.
You're trying to make amends.
I am.
And I'm sure they'll let you. Rhode Islandites are a pretty forgiving sort, I hear. I don't know what I'm talking about. 1860, Jennifer. Abe Lincoln wins the Republican Party presidential nomination over whom? And this gentleman later became Lincoln's Secretary of State. Kind of what Obama did with Clinton.
Oh, wait, I know.
Almost exactly. Is that what happened with Obama and Clinton?
No, he was never Clinton's Secretary of State. Oh, you mean Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I mean Hillary Clinton,
yes.
Jennifer.
I see what you're saying. I know it's Seward. No.
Seward is correct.
It is? Yes.
You're on a roll.
Church did me some good.
Seward also was the gentleman who annexed Alaska. It was his idea to annex Alaska to the United States.
My parents are actually going to Alaska next week.
On a cruise?
Yep.
Very nice. Are they excited?
Beyond.
So they're going to see a grizzly bear? What do you see on a cruise to Alaska?
I guess a grizzly bear. Like, you get off at different ports.
Not where grizzly bears are, though.
They're going to, I guess, Glacier National Park. I have to look at a bigger map. I just have the little insert.
I saw something. I don't even know if this is true. There's some place where you can walk up to grizzly bears, like there's a path or something, and they won't bother you.
Yeah, I'm not taking that chance. Sorry.
I don't know. I might have dreamed that one. Okay, let's go to May 18th, 1933, Jennifer.
Okay.
It's a New Deal decision by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He signs an act creating the TVA.
Tennessee Valley Authority.
3 for 3. Wow.
You don't want to know what it is?
I do. It's the Tennessee Valley Authority. That's the question. I know. Oh. I know what it is.
Has it something to do with electric?
It was providing hydroelectric power to the flooded valleys in Tennessee. There's a movie that refers to this. The movie that refers to this is probably in our collection. DVD alert. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Have you seen that?
I have. I didn't.
By the Coen brothers?
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
The last scene where they flood the valley?
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
The blind man on that sidecar tells them about a cow floating in a house. And,
yeah.
And all these visions.
You were older, but I was 11 when I moved here. And it used to creep me out to swim in Round Valley because there were like houses under there and people under there. And a couple years ago, we saw the movie. We showed the movie.
There's people under there.
Well, no, there really weren't. But like there were houses under there, and that was people's
lives. Like
they're
still living their daily lives on the bottom of Round.
It was very creepy.
If you think of it that way, of course it's creepy. Okay, let's go on to 1980, Jennifer. A big natural disaster in the United States this day killed 57 people and caused $3 billion in damage. What happened on this date in 1980 in the United States?
I'm thinking back.
I'll start giving it warm for you.
Exxon Valdez.
Incorrect. More of a natural disaster.
That's not natural.
That's not natural.
It's
in the United States, in the western United States.
Oh, the earthquake. The San Francisco earthquake?
No.
San Diego earthquake?
No, not an earthquake.
Nope.
Another kind of natural disaster. A little more northeast of where you're talking about.
I don't know. A blizzard?
Incorrect. We were looking for the Mount St. Helens
eruption. I even have a little piece of that, the lava.
You do?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
My uncle's son brought us a piece. And we have the
first. Did that like happen? Like, did they know it was going to erupt or it just happened?
I'm not sure.
I can vaguely remember this story. 1980, how old was I? 16? I was 16 years old. I didn't care about anything but myself back then.
Maybe girls.
Yeah. They didn't care about me though, Jennifer.
Find that hard to believe, Jim Thatch.
It's true. No, well, let's not go down this road.
Moving on right along.
Okay, Jennifer. A second photo on this date in 2005. A second photo from the Hubble telescope confirms what about Pluto?
That it's not a planet?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
That it had two more moons than they thought it had. Nix and Hydra. So
Hydra's a big crossword clue.
But not for a moon of Pluto, is it? It's for the three-headed thing that
they
Hercules
use
killed.
No, they use both of them.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rats.
We're talking about rats.
I just thought of something.
What? Go ahead.
I left something at work I left something at work that
I
meant
to bring
home.
Were you not going back to work today?
I am. I wanted to do the crossword puzzle at lunch. I left it at home. If you must know.
Well, go pick it up. You live right around the corner.
I know.
Should we give out your home address on
What's
the
that?
Okay, people were born on this day, Jennifer. Born on May 18th, 1822, Matthew Brady.
He was a famous Civil War photographer.
Very good. Most famous for taking pictures of Abraham Lincoln. He had a studio in New York City, I believe. 1897, Frank Capra.
A Wonderful Life. He was a movie director.
Correct. Can you name another movie?
Nope.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Washington.
And I think the Philadelphia Story. Wasn't that from Frank Capra?
Was it?
I think so. Jimmy Stewart, one of his favorite actors, obviously. 1902, Meredith Wilson. Looking right in your wheelhouse today.
That's your wheelhouse. The lyricist and composer for Music Man.
Correct. 1912, Perry Como was born.
Mr. C. He was a barber who became...
Oh, you know a lot about him.
I do. Who became a...
Mr. C. was Mr. Cunningham from Happy Days. Was he Mr. C.?
Yeah. Okay. They called him Mr. C., too.
Oh, you know.
Christmas crooner, especially.
Okay, but what was his big hit?
Something about bubblegum. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm thinking it's impossible.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm thinking.
Isn't that his biggest
hit? He has another kitschy song.
Oh, yeah, they're all kitschy songs. He had a variety show as well.
Yes.
It's just impossible. That, well, I forget what it's impossible, but...
Many things are impossible.
1922, Jennifer Bill Macy was born.
Bill Macy.
He's an actor. Getting a little obscure. He is an actor.
He was a B actor, B-list actor. Like a character actor.
Close. And but the clue, you're right around him without knowing. B is a good clue. He played opposite B. Arthur in Maud. He was Maud's husband.
Oh.
Bill Macy.
Look at that.
He was also in a Christmas movie that I like that no one else in the world likes called Surviving Christmas with Ben Affleck.
There are many Christmas movies you like that no one else in the world likes.
Oh, well. 1946, Reggie Jackson.
Mr. October. He was a slugger for the New York Yankees. And he had a candy bar named after him.
Correct. Why did they call him Mr. October? How did he earn that nickname?
Because he hit a bunch of, I don't know how many home runs during the playoffs or the World Series.
He hit 3 in one game.
There you go. That's a lot.
That's a lot. A little more specific.
Not bad from a Yankee, non-Yankee fan. From an anti-Yankee fan.
Finally, 1970, Jennifer. Tina Fey was born.
She is a humorist. She wrote a book. She on Saturday Night Live?
Correct.
And
what's the name of her book? I was going to recommend her book.
Something Bossy Pants.
Very good.
And she has a quote that I adore. It's unpatently unfair for you to call me... Sorry, I didn't mean to kick you. Unpatently unfair of you to call me a troll if you've never seen me guard a wooden bridge. So, you know, like Three Billy Goats Gruff. So
that would have been a good quote for you at the beginning of the show. I should have said that.
Yeah, well, in the beginning... We walk at Washington's Crossing, and there's a wooden bridge over the canal. So I always go stand under it and make people walk over it so that I can have been guarding the bridge and I can be called a troll.
Oh, my gosh, Jennifer. What's your latest fascination with carnivals, by the way?
They're all over the place in Pennsylvania right now.
Why? Really?
I don't know.
The kids aren't even out of school.
I know, but they're packed. There's one in Neshaminy right now that goes till Sunday, and there's one in Morrisville. I love the lights.
But, I do too. You're preaching to the choir here.
But can I just tell you, you're a parent. You had 3 kids. You would have gone broke at these carnivals.
Oh.
The tickets are like $1.50 each. You need 5 tickets to go on a ride.
You got to go on wristband day.
And they're $25 each.
You just got to grin and bear it. There's ways around it. I've always found ways where you're selective and.
Or you just keep sliding the wristband off each kid's wrist.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, we went on the Ferris wheel. It was $15.
Yeah, no. Well, those little ones, they try to raise money, too. So.
No, I know, and it's very... And at the last one, when we went to... Brian loves sausage sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like carnival car or boardwalky sausages.
Yes.
And he bought one, and the man there had a Schnecksville T-shirt on. And I said, I had a cousin who lived in Schnecksville. He said, nobody knows where Schnecksville is.
Where is Schnecksville?
It's in Pennsylvania, out 78... Kind of near Charlottesville.
No, I know where it is. That's where the Cozier's Christmas Farm is.
Yes, it's out that way.
Yes.
So, but speaking of 78, congratulations to Kara Thatch, who graduated on Saturday.
Correct.
From Kutztown University.
It's official.
Congratulations in advance to Taylor Kohler, who's going to graduate from University of Rhode Island on Sunday.
Very good. Who's Taylor Kohler?
It's my friend Scott's daughter.
Oh, okay. A lot of graduations coming.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, did you hear that Bon Jovi did a pop-up concert at the Fairleigh Dickinson?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But everybody was bummed out because he wrote a special song for the graduation, and they wanted to hear, Living on a Prayer or something.
Exactly.
So.
Can't win for trying there, Jennifer.
I know.
Okay, why don't you tell us something? I got to cue up our last song here.
Okay. What would you like me to say? What have you talked about?
Things.
What thing?
I've talked about the art show. I've talked about Community Day. I've talked about upcoming programs just in the next week.
Well, I have something.
I've talked about the Preakness. By the way, my Preakness selection.
Yes.
Always Dreaming is going to be the favorite. The Dirt Horse won the Derby, and he's going to be very hard to beat. Do you have any opinions on this?
I have no opinions. I have many opinions, but none on the Preakness.
But I think Classic Empire, the horse who came in fourth in the Derby, was compromised in that race. He's going to make amends and turn the tables, as we say.
Turn the tables?
On Always Dreaming.
Oh, last night we had a request to have the...
That was the other thing. I wanted a report about the concert last night. I promised our listeners a report about the concert.
Okay. And we also had a request tonight. There's a concert at the North County Branch Library for Susan Graham and Carol Ann Machernunk. And there's been a request to have them at headquarters one of these days. So keep that in mind. Yes, we had the David Aaron Quartet last night. And David knows just about everything there is to know about music, and he knows everyone in music. And they gave a nice concert. It was a keyboard, drummer, and a bass, a stand-up bass, which is one of my favorite instruments. And the drummer did Blue Skies, and he does this drum solo to Blue Skies where he plays the music stand and he plays the hand truck that he brings his kit on.
That sounds very entertaining.
So, yeah, it's very entertaining and it's very good. And David ended with a patriotic medley. We had two Army veterans, two Navy veterans, and a Coast Guard veteran in the audience.
Oh,
no Marines
awesome.
Or no Air Force.
That's okay. They're out protecting our country.
They are.
Protecting our interests abroad. What? What's that so funny?
Nothing. So I do have something for you.
Thank you.
I am prepared. It's not really trivia, but there was an article, I think it was on BuzzFeed this week, 11 authors who hated the movie versions of their books.
Interesting.
And the number one author who hated her book was Mary Poppins, P.L. Travers.
Oh, I could have guessed that. There's a whole movie about that.
There is.
Making of that movie and how she hated it.
She loathed the movie's animated sequences and was perturbed that Mary Poppins' strict side was played down.
Here's your DVD alert. Saving Mr. Banks is all about this. Very entertaining movie. Tom Hanks portrays Uncle Walt. Emma Stone, is that her name? Emma, the British actress.
Thompson.
Emma Thompson portrays...
Emma Stone is a British... But
right. P.L. Travers. Great cast. Just a very entertaining film. Even if you're not a huge fan of the movie Mary Poppins. Very how these things work.
No, it is. And I like biopics.
So do I.
Yeah, so I like that. The next one was a surprise to me.
The Godfather.
The Shining. Stephen King.
Really? Why?
He said he hated what Stanley Kubrick did to The Shining. And his quote is, I'd admired Kubrick for a long time and had great expectations, but I was deeply deeply disappointed. He couldn't grasp the sheer inhumane evil of Outlook Hotel. So instead, he looked for evil in the characters and made the film into a domestic tragedy. So I thought that was very interesting. King did work on a remake. It aired on ABC in 1997. Anne Rice hated Interview with a Vampire. She said Tom Cruise was no more vampire Lestat than Edward G. Robinson is Rhett Butler. The casting was so bizarre. She loved Cruise's portrayal, even though he wasn't her choice for the vampire.
So she didn't completely hate it then.
Winston Groom hated
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
That'd be a good way to pose it as trivia. Just give me the author and see if I can.
Okay. He didn't like the plot points and the sanitizing of the language and sex. But really, a PG-13 rating in Hollywood is better than an R. I don't think you'll get this one. Clive Cussler.
It sounds familiar.
Sahara. Dirk Pittales. There's a cult following. And it was a certified flop. It cost $145 million to make, and it only made $68 million. Do you want to go to the commercials and come back and hear the last six?
Let's hear one more.
Okay.
Five and five. Let's break it up evenly, Jennifer. I'm a big fan of symmetry.
This is unsymmetrical because it's 11.
Oh.
J.D. Salinger.
Ouch.
There's a reason.
Catcher in the Rye.
No, there's a reason no one has ever seen a big screen version of Catcher in the Rye or Franny and Zooey. In the late 1940s, Salinger consented to have a short story, Uncle Wiggily in Connecticut, made into a movie retitled My Foolish Heart. He was so mortified by the swooning love story that he swore his works would never be butchered again.
Okay, and we'll have six more movies hated by the book's authors right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show, where Jim Thatch and I have switched seats.
Will you rehire me immediately if I do this?
No.
All right. This could be my last Library Show.
Stop. Don't make me upset. Okay, Anthony Burgess. What book was he upset about, the way the movie came out?
Anthony Burgess, I don't even know who that is.
Clockwork Orange. And again, I'd have to say, Stanley Kubrick, don't let Stanley Kubrick make your movies.
All right, thanks.
This is the book he's best known for, only known for. It was written a quarter of a century, knocked off for money in 3 weeks, and it became known as the raw material for a film which seemed to glorify sex and violence. The film made it easy for readers of the book to misunderstand what it was about. Bret Easton Ellis had two he didn't care for, The Informers and American Psycho. His rules of attraction he could live with. American Psycho never should have happened. It was a book I didn't think needed to be turned into a movie. It was conceived as a novel.
Then why did he sell the rights?
I know. It's a lot of money. Roald Dahl.
James and the Giant Peach?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Ever wonder why Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator was never made? Because Roald Dahl felt the movie version was crummy. He found Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka to be pretentious and bouncy and thought the director had no talent or flair.
Wow, that's such a beloved movie.
I know. This one I was surprised about. Ken Kesey in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Because it got so many Academy Awards. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor. As we learned last week, Jack Nicholson.
Correct.
He was originally slated to help with production, but left 2 weeks into the process. He was upset that they didn't keep the viewpoint of Chief Bromden. His wife later said that he was glad the movie was made. And this last one I'm not familiar with. Richard Matheson, I Am Legend.
I've seen the movie.
He's been annoyed since 1964. The first one, The Last Man on Earth, starred Vincent Price. He was disappointed with it, even though it more or less followed the story. He thinks Vincent Price was miscast.
Another the latest one was Will Smith.
Yes, so there you have it.
Interesting.
If you write a book, don't sell
it. I don't agree with the authors. But what were they? I don't know. Then don't sell the rights to your...
Exactly.
Don't have the money grab.
Exactly.
All right, Jennifer, it's 11:50. We can go a couple ways here. Do you have anything you need to talk about?
Not in particular. I just talked about what I have to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about off the air.
I know. We do indeed. Jack McDade is coming back. I saw a lot of people last night with Jack McDade's flyer.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's his crowd, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah, that'll fill up for sure. Jack McDade does a variety show at the library every year. It was supposed to be in February, but we postponed it till June. It's coming up June...
7th.
7th, that's correct. By the way, we've got to talk about that, too. Are you planning on being there that night?
Not sure.
I'm going to be there. But I might be a little late because I'm in the county golf outing that day.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure someone would. I'm sure Sue would introduce him.
Okay, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I might not
chairs
be.
Chairs too. We got to figure it out.
Because there's a fundraiser in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so it's a very popular show. Look on our webpage for this program and all our programs, hclibrary.us. Jack McDade is a Sinatra-style crooner. He also quite the funny man.
Yes, the Henny Youngman of the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes, so always very popular. So you want to laugh a little and hear some good music. Variety at the library is for you.
Did you bring me any trivia from last night?
I did. I don't know if we have time.
Well, give me a little bit.
Okay, give you a little bit, Jennifer. Here's some 10 general trivia questions to wind up the library show.
And we're talking about, of course, the trivia that Jim Thatch did at Eagle Brewery last night.
Lone Eagle.
Lone Eagle Brewery. How many people did you have?
Over 100 again, John.
Good for you.
Yes, it's working out very well. I want to thank Lone Eagle Brewery for hosting. We may be doing it a couple times over the summer, and then we'll kick in again in the fall, I'm sure. Okay, Jennifer, here were the general trivia questions from last night. If you were born today, Jennifer, May 18th, what's your zodiac sign?
Hamada
is not a zodiac sign.
Is it the cusp of Gemini?
No.
I don't know. Virgo comes before Gemini?
No.
Nope. I do not know.
Taurus. Number two, Jennifer, what does the W mean as the first letter in a radio station call sign?
I always wondered.
I always did, too. I was actually, this was very interested in hearing the answer to this.
I am also.
W means that the radio station is located east of the Mississippi River.
So what's west of the Mississippi?
K.
So why isn't it E and W?
What do you mean?
It makes sense if the radio stations west of the Mississippi had a W.
No, I know. And then E, I know. I don't know. But that's W for east and K for west of the Mississippi.
Interesting.
Traditional painting, Jennifer, what are the three secondary colors?
Green,
mm-hmm.
Purple,
mm-hmm.
Orange.
Correct. Very good. Name one of the four, Jennifer, original human characters on the show Sesame Street.
Gordon.
Gordon is correct. How many can you name?
Mr. Hooper.
Very good.
Maria.
No.
Or she wasn't an original?
She wasn't an original. Two more.
I can see his face. I think I even had an album that he did.
I'm sure you did.
What was his name?
Bob.
Bob McGrath.
Bob and Susan. Susan was married to Gordon, I believe.
I was thinking Maria was married to Gordon.
What word refers to the shirts or jackets that jockeys wear when they race?
Their colors?
Silks. When is the next leap year?
2024. I thought they didn't. Oh, no, it's only in double 0 years they don't have it.
2020.
I thought it was in 0 years.
Who was the halftime performer at this year's Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't remember. Beyonce?
Lady Gaga. Name three of the original five Lifesavers five flavor roll.
Cherry, lime, lemon.
Very good.
Pineapple and orange.
That's all five. Nicely done. What recent movie series, you're not going to get this one, I don't think you've seen this. What recent movie series features the characters Peter Quill, Gamora, and Rocket?
The Minions?
It's the number one movie in the country right now. Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Jennifer, what was the first legislative assembly of elected officials in North America whose reconstructed chamber can be visited in Williamsburg, Virginia?
The Continental Congress.
That's what most teams said. It was the House of Burgesses.
Are you going to see it this weekend?
Walk around and I'm going to pay to go into it. Well, see, there was actually something I really wanted to see, but they're not doing it this weekend. It's called The Hanging of a Pirate. So in the House of Burgesses, they're doing a mock trial of Israel Hands, who was Blackbeard's first mate.
Would you walk in and say, I'm related to Blackbeard?
Yeah, I might be called to the witness stand. But it looked like a lot of things. You know how they do the Lindbergh trial here, kind of.
Yeah.
And it looked awesome, but it's not happening this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, we'll be hanging this weekend.
Okay, what do we got time-wise? So we're time to go.
Time to go already. Well, I want to thank Jim very much for picking up the slack for me this morning. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a tragic, sad morning.
That's Roger Ailes' biographer Gabriel Sherman discussing the passing of the founder of Fox News and its former chief exec at the age of 77. Sherman saying after Ailes resigned last year under pressure amid sexual harassment allegations he strongly denied, he lived out his final days mostly in isolation.
He was, in the last month, living in exile in Palm Beach, had sort of reclused himself, cut himself off from most of his friends, was not in touch with Trump and the sort of big Republican power brokers that he used to be.
Ailes had been an advisor to President Trump's campaign last year, and before founding Fox News in the mid-90s, he served as a media consultant for Republican Presidents Nixon, Reagan, and George Henry Walker Bush. Again, media icon Roger Ailes has died at 77. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
The appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller to investigate alleged Russian interference in the U.S. election sitting pretty well with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, but suddenly not sitting so well with President Trump. After initially releasing a statement last night in which he said he welcomed the investigation, which he said would prove in the end there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians, he tweets this morning that the investigation is, quote, the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. protests in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night after a police officer was acquitted of manslaughter for the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man last year. Officer Betty Shelby testified she shot Terrence Crutcher because she believed he was reaching for a gun. And the head of the Fraternal Order of Police in Tulsa, Jared Lindsay, says,
"We're appreciative that our member was cleared. We felt like that would eventually happen."
Though Lindsay added, "It is a tragedy all the way around." And this is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best.